This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number here tonight, 855-453. We're talking about the Jazzy Cam there during the news break. For those of you who have not yet seen it, the Jazzy Girl, who is the studio beast, longtime studio beast from all the way back in the Florida days, she's here in New Hampshire with us now, and enough people bugged me about it, so I finally did create the Jazzy Cam. In fact, I went in all in and I did two Jazzy
Cams. Two cams.
So there's two angles. So,
sometimes you get more jazzy than you do us. Which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Technically you don't. It's probably about 40% of the time is what you get during the show. And if she does get up and leaves her bed for a period, and if I notice it, I'll turn it off, and then I'll turn it back on when she gets back over there. Anyway, you can see our cam set up. Just go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can watch us there. Twitch.lrn.fm. It's also available on YouTube, but if you want to see Jazzy Cam when Free Talk Live's not on, because sometimes I'll just put her on when we're not on the air, during just normal LRN.FM programming, and then it's 100% Jazzy Cam at those times. But you've got to be watching the Twitch channel to see that. That does not appear on YouTube. So go to twitch.lrn.fm, and you can follow the Twitch channel there, and you'll get notices whenever we go live, or when Jazzy Cam only goes live, or when some of the other great shows we have on LRN.FM, like Call to Freedom or Questioning Authority. You get all those heads-ups. If you sign up over at twitch.lrn.fm, just hit the follow button and you'll be good to go. All right, let's go back into your calls and thoughts. We're doing some level of an election wrap-up here. We haven't even gotten into any of the actual news, the results from here in New Hampshire, which, of course, we're in New Hampshire, and so this is the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. There's been a long time that libertarians have been coming here because they are rightfully upset. Our last caller on Discord, he was disappointed. He was bummed out. And it's understandable. Libertarians are too spread out. There are not enough of people out there who understand the ideas of liberty. There's not enough of them who are willing to do anything about it. And so when the few of them that are out there try to do something about it, of course they go down in flames and they never actually end up getting any kind of traction either in the media. They get locked out of the debates. They, you know, don't get any kind of attention from the mainstream media in a lot of places. And, of course, their results are very poor. We can get into more of what happened here in moments. It's Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio tonight. Let's go to Stefan. He's in Ohio on our Discord call-in line. Go ahead.
With the results in my state as far as the Libertarian Party goes, I am extremely disappointed, but I feel like the only one that isn't very surprised by it.
Really?
Our gubernatorial nominee got absolutely killed, way more than we thought he was going
to. What was the percentage?
The percentage was 1.8.
Okay, all right.
And the thing was...
That's decent for a libertarian gubernatorial candidate.
Well, the reason that makes me, you know, a little upset is because I seem to be the only one that was at the Libertarian Convention that called that the performance was going to be extremely shoddy. We had the absolute worst candidate in the entire country as far as libertarian.
Really? Now, why do you say that? Because that's, you know, that's a tough thing to compare.
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't actually stand for anything. He's more like a diet Republican than anything, more than even Gary Johnson and Bill Weld. He's got the, you know, pot-smoking Republican thing down to an absolute T. And the thing is, he doesn't even live in Ohio.
Well, this is part of the problem with the Libertarian Party is that these, let's call them conservative lights, or just full-on conservatives, have been infiltrating the party. And they've been doing it for more than a decade, and they have been watering down the message, and they've been promulgating this idea that, look, guys, you can't be principled. You can't talk about principles. You've got to pander to what people want, and what they want is conservatives and Democrats or whatever.
Right? You gotta
compromise.
Right,
that's a big one.
And the idea is that if you water down the message, then it'll be more so-called populist or whatever, and then more people will vote for it. But the evidence is that it doesn't actually get any more voters whatsoever, from what I can tell.
Oh, yeah. And the funny thing is, I ran for state rep, for example, earlier this year, and they ended up, you know, tossing me off the ballot because they thought I would hurt their nominee. I'm not kidding. And what was funny is they got frustrated because I talked about Daryl in a positive light. And one of them, I actually have a quote here. As far as Daryl is concerned, I know him and like him, but his strategy is exactly why we don't get anywhere in presidential elections.
His strategy of keeping on message and actually talking about the non-aggression principle?
Actually being libertarian. Yeah. And the thing is, our Green Party candidate, for example, who I supported, was an anarchist. And in many ways was more libertarian than the libertarian nominee.
That's sad.
And the reason this result from Travis Irvine is so disappointing is because Nationals spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to get to get ballot access again. And as said, I think you remember that I ran for governor and my strategy was completely different, you know. So, and the worst part is we had a bunch of state rep candidates that weren't me. They disqualified another one for some stupid reason too. And their most popular candidate got like 2% of the vote.
It's pathetic.
It is pathetic.
Yeah. And this, by the way, has been going on ever since I've been involved in the libertarian movement. Ever since I was a teenager in Florida in the late 1990s, the libertarians were getting the same results. 2%, 3%. If you really did good, you got 3%. But 2%, 1%, 2% was more of like your typical range. And nothing's really changed in all that time, except for now there's a migration. There's the opportunity for libertarians to come together into one geographic area to concentrate their efforts to become an actual formidable force in the world of politics.
Right. But again, as I mentioned earlier, the vast majority work within the Republican Party and then tell the libertarians that are running as libertarians that we're destroying the Republicans because we're stealing their votes. And I've even had Republicans tell me that the Libertarian Party shouldn't even exist. We should not run candidates.
Well, everybody's entitled to their opinion, Daryl, and not
everybody's going to agree. And I'm entitled to say that they're a-holes.
Yeah. Sure, and but not everybody's going to agree on strategy. And I didn't say that they would all move here and join the Libertarian Party, but even if we've got, and look, you're never going to convince them all to join the Libertarian Party, and they're never going to
convince... I don't want 90% of them anywhere near the Libertarian Party.
So then stop bitching about it, then, at this point.
No, the thing is, these Liberty Republicans that are in the legislature, when given the opportunity to ease ballot access, to change the election laws to
where it's easier for
libertarians and greens and independents to actually run for office, they wind up voting against it, and they tell me in the hallway the Libertarian Party needs to cease existing. We all need to become Republicans because that's the only way that elections work.
Well, it's a ridiculous position. Go ahead, Stefan.
Well, I was about to comment on that. That's something I hear a lot because, you know, there's a lot of Democrats, for example, who are saying, no, don't go to the Green Party. Stay here and let's get some progressives in office. And, you know, they've gotten a few victories for some progressive-leaning Democrats. And I've heard people over on the Libertarian side say, we need to do that, but we need to do it with the Republicans. Yeah, Austin, how'd that work out for you in Missouri? You know, a lot of libertarians that end up, you know, going into the Republican Party, like what you had in New Hampshire and again, Austin Peterson in Missouri, have failed miserably. And I just don't understand why people think it's a viable strategy.
Well, but plus it's also, I'd like to address this myth that it's somehow, you know, libertarians are only pulling votes from Republican candidates. I'm sorry, it's false.
Right.
There's been enough polling done to show that libertarians actually, not only do they pull from both Republican and Democrats, but they also pull from the undeclared voters. They pull from the non-party affiliated. They pull in new voters who've never been registered to vote before in their lives. So there's a whole bunch of different types of people who are going to vote for a libertarian.
And that's
if they're actually a principled libertarian, if they're actually out there talking about the non-aggression principle, rather than pandering to one particular political side or another. Yeah, if you've got a libertarian who sounds like he just walked out of the Republican Party, then yeah, I'll give you the claim that that libertarian, so-called, might actually pull some Republican votes. But if you've got a libertarian who's staying true to principle, who's talking about the non-aggression principle, the idea that it's not okay to use aggressive force to get your way in life, then that person's going to pull from all over the place. Hey, thanks, Stefan, for your call here tonight. Hopefully, you'll be giving up on Ohio.
Give it up. Come here. Join the cult.
Stay here and let's get some...
Oops, sorry about that. That was my bad.
Join the cult!
That's not really a cult, because there's not charismatic leader.
There's no leader.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us on the radio, Election Results Night, here on Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I don't know where the music bed is, but we're here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on our call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. And that's where, actually, there's more than one room over there. That's where you can join us and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio. So feel free to do that. Get on the air with us here. We're doing an election recap and focusing, of course, on the libertarians and inevitably how poor they've done around the country. We've heard from somebody in Pennsylvania, another person in Ohio, griping about how miserable of results their candidates got and how bad the candidates were. That they weren't particularly principled, that they sounded like they were Republican light or something like that. And, boy, there are a few things more frustrating, I think, to a principled libertarian than watching an unprincipled libertarian get up and represent the political party. Oh, sorry, Conan, try that again.
That does not do us well.
No, but it happens all over the place.
Hey, right. Glenn Beck, Bill Maher, both of them say they're libertarians.
They have at one time, at the very least, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like, that doesn't help us. It's like, those guys are the least. They're not even close.
But at least they're not running for, political office.
Yeah, but they have huge audiences.
Sure. But you can't control that, right? At least with a political party, you could have some semblance of control. You could run somebody against the unprincipled person, and then maybe that somebody who's principled could get enough votes in a primary to actually be on the ballot. Unfortunately, in New Hampshire this year, Jaletta Jarvis, very nice lady. I like her a lot personally. She's not a principled libertarian. Mm-hmm. And her opponent wasn't either, from what I could tell, in the primary. So there were two libertarians right. That ran. And from what I could tell, the Keene Sentinel, the newspaper here in this area, in their article that they wrote endorsing the Democrat for governor here in New Hampshire, they actually addressed Jaletta and they pointed out the Keene Sentinel knew she wasn't a real libertarian.
Hmm.
Now, I think that's a really interesting development. Because what it shows is that the media around here has learned what a real libertarian sounds like.
Oh, that's all they hear about.
Well, right. But the thing is, they're not ignorant to it, right? They can't claim to be ignorant. They've made it clear, hey, lady, we know what a real libertarian sounds like, and you don't sound like a real libertarian. That's basically what they said
right.
In their newspaper article. So, if they can figure it out, of course, people who are paying attention to politics can figure it out as well.
No one is paying close attention to politics unless it's from their favorite news outlet. And it's being fed to them, spoon-fed to them.
Well, somebody was at whatever speeches she went to give speeches at. And she was at the Cannabis Fest a couple of times. And
yep.
Somebody was at, whatever, they were listening to whatever radio interviews she was being interviewed on. And she doesn't, when she's not taking a pure liberty position, she's not being a libertarian. And I think that hurts us. I really do. Now, of course, challenge
maybe
is...
Maybe that's why she only got 1.5% or whatever
what
it was.
That's what I think. I think if you actually had a libertarian out there, at the very least, if they were purporting the ideas of liberty, the non-aggression principle, if they were communicating those effectively, at least then we'd know. At least then we'd be able to say, oh, okay, this was an actual principled libertarian candidate, and they only got 2%.
Right. And,
but we don't have that.
Well, and... Going back to talk about these, Liberty Republicans, I heard a lot of them say, well, I'm just going to vote for Sununu because he signed the decrim.
Even though he's against
I'm not
going to
vote for the Libertarian because the Democrat might win and the Republican signed decrim.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating.
These Liberty Republicans fear the Democratic Party more than they like liberty.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's what Christopher Cantwell told me. He told me he voted for the Republicans, a straight ticket, unless there were no Republicans, in which case then he voted for the Libertarians. So you did get Chris Cantwell's vote, according to him, Daryl.
I don't know if I should be happy or ashamed.
Let's go to Bad Slave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, and you're watching us on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Right, Bad Slave here. And hi, Ian, Daryl, and Conan. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, go ahead with your point.
I am calling to say, to ask you guys a question, and I'll answer the question as well.
All right.
What is more important, or what would be more effective as a use of activism? A Free Talk Live pro-liberty call, an effective pro-liberty call onto the radio with you guys, or a vote, a ballot submitted, anywhere in New Hampshire.
That's a tough question because they're both pretty ineffective. I mean, whether or not somebody calls Free Talk Live is not going to make much of a difference because if you're not on the phone, we're still going to talk about liberty. So, you know, the liberty content doesn't go up or down based on whether or not somebody calls in.
And similarly, a vote is also
ineffective because it doesn't really matter that much.
I have to challenge that, Ian, because I think that your show is better when the calls come in than when they don't. Okay.
It depends. So it depends on who the caller is.
To me, there's a measurable comparison there. So.
Okay. Well, you wanted my opinion, and there you have it. Conan, Daryl, do either of you want to weigh in?
I guess I would say it depends on the audience of the show.
He's talking about Free Talk Live.
Yeah, if you've got a... Well, I mean,
I think you're better off calling a different talk show with a pro-liberty viewpoint because then you know you're going to be changing their topic to liberty for just a moment, yeah. Whereas we're always talking about liberty.
Yeah, I know this show is being heard all over the country.
You know, I actually do that.
But I'm thinking if this call was actually being recorded and listened to on like a local station here in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
Where the people are actually voting on candidates that you might be talking about, liberty candidates you might be, you know, in favor of, I think that is a more favorable phone call to a radio station. Unlike this, it's being heard all over the country, and it's not really as important.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Okay. There you go, bad slave.
Thanks, Darryl.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I like what Dave Ridley does from RidleyReport.com. He makes a point. He's got a schedule, and he calls talk radio across New Hampshire. He's got like a database of every talk radio station and every local talk show that is on the air on that talk station. So he's not calling during Rush Limbaugh.
And he's not even in New Hampshire, by the way. He's in Vermont.
Ridley?
He's been in Vermont for...
What the heck are you talking about? He's living in Winchester.
I'm not so sure about that.
Well, as of two weeks ago, he goes to Colorado once a year. Yeah, to visit his family. I just sent him we just emailed within the last 2 weeks, Conan. So unless he just moved there this week, he's not in Vermont.
Well, I hear him often, and yeah, he'll come in on the radio, and sometimes it sounds like he'll break the conversation. Like he wasn't even listening.
No, he's never listening.
Because he doesn't listen to the show.
Because he just picked
calls.
The phone up and went straight into his point, and it's always a really good point.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, talk show radio host guy, what do you think about this?
Yeah, and he nails it.
And sometimes he'll change the flavor of the conversation for the rest of the hour.
And that's where you have a real impact. If you're a Liberty caller, hey, we love it when you call Free Talk Live. Don't get me wrong, I love callers. That's why I have an open phone show, because I do want to hear from you and interact with you. But if you have to pick one or the other, call the local show and give them a hard time about Liberty. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones. St. Peter's Fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department says Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker will take over supervising Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation from Rod Rosenstein. Regarding that investigation, Republican Congressman Daryl Issa joined Fox News and said,
The reality is that if Mueller cannot come up with a single indictable event that went on in this administration during the campaign by any of its high-ranking people in the next few months, then his campaign, you know, his campaign to look for it should end.
President Trump held a press conference today at the White House. One of the things the president discussed was how the folks that he went around and campaigned for did well in their elections yesterday. And the ones he didn't, well, they lost.
Mia Love gave me no love, and she lost. I'm not sure that I should be happy or sad, but I feel just fine about it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm. Your property and your family are precious. You can protect them with the Blink home security system. We've got it right here at the LRN.FM studios. Mark's got it at his house, and it works very well. And it's actually surprisingly affordable considering the quality that you're getting. They've got motion-activated HD wireless cameras, which means the setup is super fast because there's no wires. You don't have to deal with running wires through walls or hanging them wherever. And it's just so much easier to use a wireless camera. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, and you can get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. That's because Amazon thought Blink was such a great product, they bought the company. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. And, of course, you can configure these cameras to run when you want them to. Maybe you want them on while you're at work. Maybe you want them on during the overnight hours or whenever. You can have them send you video clips, which do include audio, by the way, sending those video clips to your device of choice, wherever it is that you are in the world. As long as you got internet connection, you will see what's going on at home or maybe your small office. Check them out over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conan and Daryl.
Yes, so this election, that we have the most women elected to Congress ever to go
the
to
most
Washington.
What?
Women.
Women?
Women?
Oh, women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, women are actually, I mean, they had, I mean, women congressmen, congresswomen, but You know, we have the most.
Yes, Nancy Pelosi's been in there for a really long time, and she is a woman.
So what is the relevance of this?
Well, the thing is, I'm proud that our state, New Mexico, we're going to be sending two women to Washington. But the thing is, we're still counting the absentee ballots of District 2. So they got 8,000 more to count. So, you know, I told them to
run. Yeah, but why is this? Why does this matter to you? I mean, is it? Does it make you feel good that women can also be sociopaths and tell lies and steal things?
What does it have to do with the women running for Congress?
Because politicians are sociopaths who lie to people, and they wind up passing laws that are backed by force
right. That doesn't
steal
what...
money from other people to pay for things that you like.
Right, and it doesn't matter what gender they happen to be.
Well, the thing is that more and more women these days are actually moving into these offices. It's kind of a sad state of affairs for the human condition. When our women are becoming just as violent as the men.
You know, the thing is, I have my opinion. You know, the women came out and voted for women candidates because, remember, we only got the right to vote like only 80 years ago or something.
Are you saying women are that shallow, the women that you know? Because I don't believe that's true of all women. But are you saying the women that you know are so shallow that they would vote for a candidate simply because it's a woman?
Well, no, that's irrelevant.
Okay, because it sounded like that's what you were saying just a moment ago. Maybe I misunderstood you.
That is what it sounded like she was saying, is that women will vote for women just because they're women.
No, if we had an opportunity, let's say I'm a Democrat. There was a male Democrat and a woman. I would definitely vote for a woman because we were oppressed. You know, we remember... Just like the blacks and the natives that we had never...
So wait. You just said if it were a Democrat versus a Democrat, meaning in a primary,
yes,
and there was a female versus a male Democrat, you'd ignore their opinions and choose the woman.
So whoever will do the best job, but I would like to give an opportunity to a woman. I would like to favor the women judges because they're going to be looking out for the women's interests. You know, like, I would like them to
Okay, so you wouldn't do it, but you would do it, basically, is what you're saying.
My first preference is their accomplishments, what they have done for City of Albuquerque, for people in general. But I know that if I vote for a woman, they would get after the human traffickers, the pimps, and they would favor laws for women.
So what Sarah is saying is first is first, free things, and then if she's a woman, go for the woman.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We did have a woman on the ballot here as a libertarian. Her name was Gilletta. She got about 1.5% of the vote. So
there were more than one woman on the ballot as libertarians. You're talking about for governor.
Yeah, that's what I meant, for governor. There were a handful, I think, in the state house and senate races.
Trans woman running
right,
for sheriff.
Right, Aria. Yeah, I meant to mention that. So Aria, who's a host of a different talk show on LRN.FM, she's one of the hosts of Call to Freedom, she threw in her hat a little late in the game because she actually didn't get into New Hampshire until late in the game.
Right.
She moved, I think, in August. She moved in June, but she settled in August and decided she wanted to run. And the Libertarian Party nominated her sort of after the primary and threw her into the sheriff's race here. And she got a decent amount of press, I would say, considering how late to the game she was with the campaign. She ended up doing better than any other three-way libertarian race in this region. She got 2.4% and did virtually no campaigning as far as, you know, I don't think there were any campaign signs or anything like that. So she kind of approached it like I did, where all I did was respond to inquiries. So if there was a questionnaire that came in from an interest group, I'd write, you know, fill out my answers and send it back to them. If I got a media request, I would follow up with that and do that. But
well, considering that the other two options were men, do you think she got the woman vote? Do you think all the Sarahs in the region were like, yeah?
There are more than 2.4% of voters in this county are women.
I know. Yes, I know this, Daryl.
Yeah. So she did actually, I mean, all things considered, pretty well. I mean, considering that she was late to the game and a libertarian and trans. So, you know, that was interesting. And she took very principled positions. So unlike some of these libertarian candidates, Aria actually was very principled. And so kudos to her for that.
No, the only one talking about the true reason the opiate crisis is affecting us the way that it is.
The war on drugs.
It's because of the war on drugs.
Yeah, and she was on message on that very consistently. I hope that she's going to run again in 2 years so she can actually be in for the entire race.
Yeah, I was only hoping that that message, the fact that she was bringing that up, would have spurred the conversation with the other two knuckleheads who are only about enforcing it. They're only going to go to town on it as much as getting that grant money from the state, from the feds, to get more bulletproof vests and more bear cats to fight so that they can deliver their warrants to the homes with their rifles and their bear cats.
So the more libertarians, actual libertarians, we can get to migrate here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, the bigger our pool of potential candidates will be.
Yes.
And hopefully that will result in a larger pool of potential candidates.
Volunteers.
Who are actual, well, volunteers, but who are actual principled candidates.
Right.
And then maybe we can get more volunteers more excited, and maybe people will actually pay attention because they'll be hearing something actually different from the libertarians rather than some watered down talking points candidates that some of them were, sadly. But anyway, so it is what it is. You know, we're still new here, by the way.
But by the way, having said that, the local radio guy here in Keene loved Gilletta Jarvis.
Really? Okay.
He spoke about her often. Every morning.
He didn't bother to interview anybody else.
And that's where I was getting at. So her watered down message actually won him over.
Mm-hmm.
However, the hardcore libertarians who actually live here and have lived here for many, many years.
Yeah.
He gives us hell, grief, all the time, because he says, you know what he says? He says our message is just a little too bitter. He says, why don't we add a little more honey to our message? Why do you always want to rock the boat? That's what he says about us.
Well, if he actually had any of us on, maybe he would have heard some honey in our messages.
I think he knows exactly what we would talk about in the government.
Yeah, but every year this guy has, until this year, has had all the candidates on.
Yep.
This year, he didn't have any of the local candidates on. We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5% to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
Most of you know that
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on our call-in line rooms. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm. We've had more calls on Discord tonight than we've had on the regular phones, and they've all sounded great because you sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us if you get on those Discord lines. We're going to one of them coming up here shortly with you tonight. It's Ian
and Cody
and Daryl.
Also, want to make sure you know about bitcoin.com. It is an excellent website where you can learn about the basics of Bitcoin. We are in the midst of the 10th anniversary, Bitcoin turning 10. It started on October 31st.
Yes.
And arguably it ends on, I think the celebration should last from October 31st all the way through January 3rd, because January 3rd is when, October 31st is when Satoshi Nakamoto released the white paper. January 3rd is when the actual code was released to the world, and so that's the whole process, and it's been an amazing 10 years. Go to Bitcoin.com and get started on your process of learning about Bitcoin and what makes it so important. Bitcoin.com. It's a great site. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want, but it's been mostly election-related talk from a libertarian perspective, libertarian results, or the lack thereof. We go to Free Market Penguin on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live on the Discord on air call-in line rooms. Hello, Penguin. Oops, my Free bad. We got you now. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, Mortified Penguin, a.k.a. Free Market Penguin.
Yes.
Free Market Penguin show coming soon. Really fired up about today's topic. And, you know, basically I've been thinking about this. This is exactly what I've been thinking about, wanting to call about since election and before the election. So my biggest rant, I actually went on a little bit of a Discord rant earlier today. My idea of the, not my idea of the Liberty Movement, but the popular image of the Liberty Movement and kind of what's getting put out there is, and it's a really widespread and diverse movement. But what's being put out there is that libertarians are like this far-right fringe type of Republican, kind of kooky Republican. Some of them are more just Republicans that like weed and hate cops. All kinds of, or some of them don't like cops even, but all kinds of kind of a far-right or kooky conspiracy theory, kind of like a hoarding silver and kind of a conservative-ish group that likes, you know, low taxes, no laws, no welfare.
And don't forget cryptocurrencies.
Now it's cryptocurrencies, yeah. And I've just discovered that there's a huge diversity in the actual libertarian spectrum and liberty sphere. And obviously that's not really what comes off of this show or, you know, other shows that you guys are friends with. that I've actually found through through LRN.fm and elsewhere. So my the idea is that a lot of libertarians kind of have this sympathy for Republicans or feel closer to Republicans than Democrats, and I think they're just as far, if not farther, from Republicans than Democrats. I'm not sure which, I can't tell you exactly, but I mean, the idea that if you are sympathizing with them on social issues or the culture war, you're just a fool. You're just being brainwashed like the rest of them, whatever. You're not principled. But if you think that the Republican talking point, the conservative agenda of small government is completely incongruous to the libertarian idea of small and no government. It's not the same. They don't mean the same thing. They mean like.
Well, Republicans aren't interested in small government, really. I mean, at least the ones at the national level are interested in the Republican government. They're interested in the government where their programs get
small government, except for.
Walls?
Blah, 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 yeah.
You know, and then they have a really long
list.
Yep. And, like, military.
Yep.
What do you mean you want to cut the military budget by a penny? We got to increase it by billions of dollars.
You're just like Obama. We need to spend $100 billion a year.
There was a thing that came out a couple days ago. U.S. government still right now spends more on the U.S. military than the next 12 countries combined.
Yep.
It had been like the next 5 or 6. Now it's the next 12.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating, Free Market Penguin. How did things go in Virginia for you?
I have no idea.
You sound like me when I was waking up this morning. I didn't even turn my computer on to look at the results. I cared.
No, I followed the radio results all night. And I don't think the Senate candidate, which was the only one that had a U.S. Senate, was the only one that had a libertarian candidate. It wasn't in play. It wasn't close. It wasn't, like, I guess, Tim Kaine was going to keep it no matter what. He's Tim Kaine, you know. And I haven't heard any reporting whatsoever, but I haven't watched the local news or tuned into the local news at all either, so I don't know. But obviously...
Well, needless to say, you weren't excited by whatever libertarian campaigns there were because you didn't even care enough to look.
Well, I voted for him, but like I said, nobody's reported anything about it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But what I do want to say is, yeah, the Republicans and the conservatives, they're disingenuous to their own message about small government. But it's not, regardless, from the get-go, it's not the small government. You know, the liberty movement needs to unite around, you know, anti-authoritarianism, of course. There's a lot of people with that. But to end the imperialism, end the bombing of other countries, the murder of people around the world, it needs to stop. Nobody outright will support it. So it needs to stop. It needs to stop. It needs to stop putting the troops in harm's way. It needs to be able to truly cut taxes, not just divert them from, oh, we don't want welfare, we want bombs. I mean, that's ridiculous. How can you stand for that? I don't know, but there's a party that does. And the liberty movement needs to be the resistance to that, the resistance to, you know, excessive and ultimately all taxation, the resistance to these burdensome financial relations and ending the Fed. We can everybody can honestly, this principle that has an idea of how the economy and monetary system works, wants to end these things, wants to end the control of the banking investor class over us. We might disagree on the small points, but we all need to unite and not fool ourselves that anybody in the mainstream has any semblance of similarity to our views and our positions.
And that is the problem. Because, I mean, we could win the Democrats over real quick, like when we talk about, let's, you know, it's in the wars. You know, let's bring our troops home. Let's stop bombing innocent people. But as soon as you start talking about, no, forget that free healthcare crap. Forget that free college crap. You lose them. You lost them already. And it's the same thing with the Republicans. It's like, hey, you know, we need to cut spending everywhere. And they're like, you mean the police? You mean the border wall? You mean the military budget? You lose them immediately. You can't win any of these knuckleheads, and it's all about power.
Well,
they want the power. They want the power to decide how the money is spent. And the libertarians are like, you know what? No. I want the people. I want the individual to have the power to decide how he wants to live his life and spend his own damn money and not have some overseer, some master, you know, on the other side of the globe making decisions on my behalf.
Well, the good news is, at least here in New Hampshire, the majority of the voters aren't Democrats or Republicans. They're what's called the undeclareds.
It's a plurality,
okay,
not majority.
Plurality. But enough to win a damn election.
Yes.
Well, the beauty of what Conan said, Conan's little speech, I like what you just said, and the beauty of it is that can be fundamentally from a libertarian or anarchist perspective. I could word what you said in a left or appealing to left message and a right and appealing to right message to a general liberty message. It can be sold to all.
Yeah.
But people have to realize that. People have to realize basically what you said, that these things are not good for society. And
well, the libertarians can do a very good job of cloaking their message in the kind of the dressings of the other political party people to whom they might be speaking.
Talking in political slang.
Right. I mean, you can still tell them a very libertarian message, but you can put it in a way that they can understand it better. But that requires them to be able to listen to you in the first place. And if the media is going to ignore you just because you're a libertarian, then it doesn't matter what comes out of your mouth.
And by the way, I'm not so sure about that. When you find a good example of a libertarian who can talk political slang and win both sides over, show them to me. And I'll tell you that
we can do it here on Free Talk Live.
They don't exist.
We do it all the time here on Free Talk Live.
No, we don't. We talk black and white. It's either wrong or it's right.
No, I'm not saying you're... No. What I'm saying is there are ways you can communicate an issue to a person on one side or the other side of it. So the war on drugs...
You can explain things to both Republicans and Democrats, not you can say it's both right and wrong simultaneously.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you need to lie. I'm not saying lie to try to pander. I'm saying if you're talking about the war on drugs with a liberal... Then you can tell them about how you own your body and that, you know, that you should be left alone because it's your body, it's your choice. If you're talking to a conservative, you say, hey, this war on drugs has been a failure financially. The money has been thrown down a rat hole. It's been set on fire. It hasn't gotten, you know, any traction. It hasn't actually succeeded at its goals. You can couch the libertarian issue in ways that these other people can understand.
And it makes complete sense to me, and I love it. But I'm telling you, it doesn't actually, you do not reach the ears of these people with that message. It just doesn't make sense to them.
Yeah, you do, if they're listening.
All they think about is who's going to be in control.
Well, some people are that way.
Who's going to be in control?
We've had people on this show.
We can't have this guy who doesn't actually want to be in control and who actually wants to end government.
We have had people on this show, you know, listen to what we've said and say, you know what, you guys are making good points. It has happened. I know where you're coming from. There's more coming up here. Thanks, Penguin. It's Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.